everyone, and welcome to a special edition of the Public Health Matters podcast with your host, me, Dr. Christina Madison, also known as the Public Health Pharmacist. So on today's special episode, I will be reviewing all of the amazing things that I saw at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. So for those of you who may not be familiar with CES, CES is turning 100 this year, so it's been around for a long time. It is the premier conference for all things tech, and they have a whole special session just on health tech and digital health. So I was lucky enough to be able to go this year. There was a lot of very exciting things. I will say that this year's number one theme was wearable tech and AI assisted tech. So everything was smart this and smart that, because you know, the key here is utilizing artificial intelligence to enhance things that we already do, but to make it easier and to make it more seamless, and then also to collect data that could be reported to a healthcare professional or could be done remotely. So those are kind of the big themes that arose from this year's CES. So I do want to go through some of the really cool things that I got a chance to see. And hopefully I'll be able to provide you with a little bit of some video clips that I took while I was at the conference. So the first thing is something called Vivu, which was an at-home urine test. So you could test for many different things. You could test for ketones, you could test for infections like UTIs. But the cool thing is that everything is done at home and it's all color-coded. So you could basically see what your challenge was right from the comfort of your own home. So you don't even have to leave anywhere. You can get that system and you can do everything at home, which was pretty cool. The next thing that I saw that I thought was pretty interesting was this brand called MyHexel, and it was all around male sexual health. And basically, it's another AI-assisted technology, and it's an app, as well as some personal lubricant that can be used all around men's sexual health and what they call climax control. So I thought that was really interesting. Another thing that I thought was really cool was something called Neurologic. So this is a video-based health and wellness measurement solution. So again, allowing people to be able to do a lot of health-based monitoring virtually and sending data to their healthcare professional. Another really cool thing that I saw was this brand called Bodylog. So this brand actually won one of CES's 2024 Innovation Awards. And this is a wearable tech that you place, that you can wear on your chest, and it monitors your EKG. It also monitors your heart. And you can use it while you sleep. The other really cool thing about this wearable tech is that if somebody has a fall or an injury, it will measure the before and after of the person in recovery. And so that's something that I thought was really interesting, because a lot of times, you know, EMS will come after someone's had some sort of health-related event, but they don't know what happened. And so this wearable tech will tell them what happened before, during, and after their medical emergency. So that really is helpful, especially in identifying the root cause of some of these challenges, as well as potential monitoring and alerting of emergency medical personnel, especially in the elderly or somebody who has a chronic medical condition that limits their mobility. Again, going back to this thought process with wearable tech, is this device, it's called WIM, so WIM, so it's a WIM robotic, and it's by WU Robotics. And this company is based out of Korea. So this product is all around helping people with limited mobility. So it is a form of exoskeleton that helps people can so that they can walk, and not only that they can walk, that if they need to, that they can get upstairs. And it can help with resistance training, so it can help with people who maybe have been deconditioned or are dealing with medical frailty. I thought that this was really cool. Not only did I get to see this advice, this particular device in person, but I was chatting with one of the representatives about how it helps with your gait, and she was telling me that Stevie Wonder came by the booth and tried it on. And so I actually have a small video clip of Stevie Wonder using this device, which I thought was just so cool. So get to give you guys a little bit of a sneak peek at that. Some other things that I saw that were just what I would just consider to be really cool, but had nothing to do with health necessarily. There was this really cool company called HyperVSN that basically does a 3D holograph of you. So if you've ever wanted to clone yourself, this is a really cool thing. I was thinking I really wished I had cloned myself during CES because part of the week I was actually dealing with a respiratory cold. And I know a lot of people were dealing with respiratory illnesses, which actually, before I forget, there was this company called GermPass, that their big thing was that they are the fastest at killing germs, and in particular, the virus that causes COVID-19. So there was a lot around, hygiene and cleaning surfaces, and that was also part of sort of the digital health tech as well, was maintaining the hygiene of surfaces. So, like I said, that particular company was called GermPass. So the other thing that was the big hullabaloo at CES was these 4K wireless transparent televisions. So most of them were very cool, and they had an entire wall of these transparent TVs. So basically, you can see through them when you don't want the TV on, and then when you do want the TV on, it comes up for you, which is pretty cool. One of the coolest things at CES was a flying car. So Hyundai released their new flying car at CES. And there were a lot of automotive different things that they talked about. But I think the biggest thing is safety, which, again, going back to public health and things that we talk about when we think about public health are safe roads, seat belts, sidewalks for people. And so I think it's really awesome that in addition to the EV revolution, which will help with our environment and our air quality, is the fact that they are building a lot of these new cars that are more safe and are AI assisted. Some of them even have a little basically like a Siri for their car. So Mercedes-Benz has an internal assistant, which is an AI assistant, and she'll do pretty much anything for you, which is really cool. So I have a small video clip of that as well that you guys can take a look at. All right, so one last device that I want to discuss for my special CES edition of my Pharmacy Focus podcast series for Public Health Matters is wearable tech specifically wearable glasses. So I'm gonna show you guys a clip of me wearing these glasses. And this is by a company called Latent AR or Artificial Reality. And the thing that was so cool about this particular device, I should say, is that you could actually see people's imaging. So I could see an EKG, I could see a chest X-ray, I could see a CT scan, I could see a chest X-ray. It was pretty incredible. And if you think about one of the rate limiting steps for healthcare, one of them is getting back your diagnostics and being able to review people's imaging after that they've gone and gotten their diagnostics done. And this really would potentially allow for this to be done almost in real time as someone is getting that imaging conducted. And it would really make for, I would think, quicker diagnostics as far as like finding out what someone's underlying disease state is, getting them quicker access to treatment, and hopefully more equitable access to treatment. So again, wearable tech was pretty much everywhere at CES this year. But this particular one I thought was really cool because not only can you use it for something like medical imaging, and you can see someone's EKG, but it also goes back to basically like you're wearing regular glasses. So I think Google Glass tried to do this about 10 years ago, and didn't quite make the mark, but this particular company, Latent AR, seems to really have made some inroads into this arena. So I hope you guys like seeing a little clip of me wearing this device. I thought it was pretty cool. With that being said, I hope you guys appreciate this kind of special issue. Just know that a lot of the products that I talked about are in their development stages, or are in the process of being released. So I would say a majority of the products are either going to be released this year or early 2025, because this is really a sneak peek at what the latest in technology is and health-related tech. So again, my key takeaways are that it's all about wearable tech and being able to transmit information about your health data to your healthcare professionals so that they can provide you with the best and optimal patient care. Also, being able to do remote monitoring. So this is a big thing in the diabetes space, but now we're looking at other ways to do remote patient monitoring. So big thing in the wearable tech space. And then also assisted technology. So for people with either disabilities or chronic illness or difficulty ambulating. So again, I think, the future is bright when it comes to health tech. And I am really excited that I got an opportunity to go to this year's event, and I can't wait to go to the next one. So thanks, everyone. Please comment and let me know what you think. I will go ahead and add some of the links to some of these companies so that you can check out the products. And stay tuned for more episodes. This is the first episode of my third season with Pharmacy Times, Pharmacy Focus Podcast. And again, my name is Dr. Christina Madison, also known as the Public Health Pharmacist. And remember, public health matters.